Coach P's perspective.
Serve God, work hard, family coaching, play my part. Faith is something that I use every day, game changing moves. Sit back, relax, and listen. Inspiration is my mission. Twitch, got your back, Coach 96, we do the most. PCO be in my brain, CSL is in my veins. Ain't no stopping or no blocking, heaven's where I aim. In order to succeed, we cannot be lazy. Repping Jesus all the time, and yeah, we're going crazy.
Hey, before we get started, I want to give a real quick shout out to the Lane Frost brand. LaneFrostBrand.com is where you can find them. This company is family-owned, operated. They're carrying on the legacy of the late, great, world champion bull rider Lane Frost. And man, I tell you what, they got some swag out for the summer. So you need a new hat, t-shirt, sunglasses, you name it, go over to LaneFrostBrand.com. You can check it out. Right now, they're running a special. If you purchase $60 or more, you also get a free hat with that. The hat's sick. It's red, white, and blue, man, just in time for 4th of July. So, again, LaneFrostBrand.com. Go over and check them out for all of your apparel needs. All right, well, today what I want to talk about, it's exciting. It's exciting for me, and it is five things I would tell my younger self as an athlete. I'm actually going to do kind of a two-part series here. My next one will be five things I would tell my younger self as a coach, right? So, I was an athlete basically since I could walk, grew up. You know, Dad's a National Hall of Fame wrestling coach. So I went to my first wrestling match when I was 2 weeks old. I was around the sport my entire life. Basically, I think I was in practices when I was around 4 or 5, you know, started competing around 5 or 6, all the way through college, ended up being a college All-American. Got to be around wrestling a lot. But I was also around football. My dad was a football coach, so I was in the locker rooms. I was watching film. Then I played football, played baseball for 9 years, grew up doing that. Sports was just sort of a way of life for us. And, you know, along the journey, there are so many things that were done right and so many things that were done wrong. So many things that I would do over and so many things I wish I could go back and improve. So as I was thinking about this, five things, and there's more, right? There's a bunch more things, but I narrowed this down to five. Five things that I would go back and tell my younger self as an athlete that would allow me to be more successful in the entire process. You know, hopefully, maybe have better outcomes. I don't know. I would think so. You can't guarantee those. But putting yourself in a position to perform your best, to do your best, to always improve. All right, so let me go ahead and just jump in here and start off with number one. The first thing I would tell my younger self as an athlete is this. Enjoy it. There are so many times as an athlete that you get caught up in the grind or you get caught up in the pressure and win, 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 right? We're just always trying to win. And winning's fun. I never deny that. Winning's fun. Losing is not fun. I prefer to win as an athlete. I prefer to win as a coach. But it's not everything. Enjoy the process. That means enjoy the practices. Enjoy the workouts. Enjoy the extra workouts. Be grateful for those things. You don't have to do this, right? We don't have to do this. We get to do this. Having that mindset, something I work with my athletes a lot. We say get. Gratitude, effort, and toughness. We get to do this. And I would go back and tell myself that, right? You get to do this. You don't have to do this. It's not a guarantee in life. So you might as well enjoy the process. If you're going to be going through it, man, let's have some fun. And again, have fun being with your teammates. Have fun on the trips that you go on. Have fun being around your coaches, actually getting to go out and compete, getting to push yourself, getting to figure out what you're made of, learning your sport over and over. There are so many parts of this. So I would encourage myself. Enjoy it while you can, because, and you hear this when you're young and you don't take it serious because you don't understand the value behind it. But one day your sports career will end. And maybe that's after high school. Maybe it's after college. Maybe you're fortunate enough and get to go to the Olympic level or the pro level, whatever your sport is. Eventually that part will end, you know, and then maybe you go into something recreational or maybe you compete in a different area or you become a coach. So you get to say part of it. But the actual competing part is fairly limited. Okay, so enjoy every bit of it. The good, the bad, the ups and downs. When things are going great, be grateful and enjoy it. When things go bad, realize it's part of the process. Success leads to failure in a lot of areas, and we have to learn to grow. So number one is enjoy it. Number two is this. Keep working hard. One of my absolute favorite scriptures, Proverbs 14:23. All hard work brings profit, but mere talk leads to poverty. Basically, like, be about it. Don't just talk about it, right? So keep working hard. That's always been a mantra for me in my life. My dad taught me work ethic. My mom taught me work ethic. And I did that a lot. I would also insert in there, keep working hard, but work smart. And then make sure that you have recovery tools. We know a lot more about recovery today than we did when I was growing up, or even when I, you know, was a college athlete. So simple things, massages, Epsom salt bath, stretching, breathing techniques. You know, there are lots of things we can do, and you can Google those or you can YouTube those, but lots of things we can do to recover quicker, because the quicker we recover and the more efficiently that we recover, the more muscle we build, the better it is for our joints, for our brain, for everything, which means that we can come back and we can continue to work hard and practice hard and train hard and then go out and perform hard. Okay. So number one, enjoy it. Number two, keep working hard. Number three, do it for you and for God. You know, when I gave my life to Christ when I was 19, I made a decision that my wrestling was no longer just about me. I was going to use that platform to glorify God, to shine a light on God. And that's something I really believe in, something I wanted to do. So that's what I would tell myself. This is bigger than just you. Do it for you. You're not doing it for other people. At the end of the day, it's your journey. You're the one who gets to bring home the medal or be part of the victory. Don't worry about what other people think about you. Do it for you, but then also do it for God, right? And whenever you're doing something for God, you want to do it your absolute highest level to represent Him the best you can. And I think whenever you are being your best and you're being your best for God, that benefits everybody else involved. So if you have teammates, if you have coaches, family, whatever, it's best for everybody. Okay, so do it for you and do it for God. Number four, be a student of the sport. When I was growing up, I had a private technique coach, one of my dad's good friends, Coach Richard Winton, and that man was a student of the sport. He would go to wrestling camps and just sit and fill up notebooks. He would, you know, order videos back when he had just VHS and just study the best wrestlers in the world and then share that knowledge. Today, it's easy. Today, we have Flow Wrestling. We have YouTube. We have, you know, get on Instagram. You can follow all kinds of wrestling pages to learn technique. Same thing in every sport, right? Be a student of your sport. Study the best people in the position that you want to be in. If you're a defensive end, study the best defensive ends in the world. You know, if you are a baseball player, find somebody who, you know, maybe is similar to you in build, similar to you in athletic ability, and study them and see what they do, or, you know, whatever position they play. But be a student of your sport. That is something that you need to do extra on your time. As a wrestler, you know, often as a wrestling coach, I can ask athletes a lot of times, so I'm doing wrestling camps or even my own athletes, you know, hey, who's your favorite wrestler? You know, tell me who Kel Sanderson is. Tell me who Jordan Burroughs is. And a lot of the wrestlers will know, but there are people that don't know, but I could say, who is LeBron James? And they could tell me immediately. Know the heroes in your own sport and study your sport. How did it begin? Who are the best people in it? And then what are things I can do to improve myself? What are the best athletes in the world in my sport doing to become the best athletes in the world? Well, you don't always have to invent the wheel, right? I can follow suit. I can do the things that the best people are doing. I do that as a coach. What are the best coaches doing? Okay, let's see if I can incorporate some of those things into my program. And not just in my sport. What are the best business leaders in the world doing? What are the principles I can take from what's making them great and apply them to me as a coach, right? Because if I'm a head coach, which I am, you're not just a coach, right? So you're a coach, you're a psychologist, you're a dad, a mom, you are a CEO. You're playing all kinds of roles whenever you're a head coach. So learn how to be great in all those different roles and you'll become a better coach overall. As an athlete, I would tell myself as a young athlete, be a student of my sport, know your game, know your, you know, at that point, you're kind of a professional, right? Whenever you're really taking it serious, and if you become a college athlete, and I still consider that, you know, my younger self, be a student of the sport, learn all you can, take that in, and make sure that you don't take it so serious that you're not having fun. Again, go back to enjoying it, but really know your sport inside and out. That's going to pay off now, and it's going to pay off later on as you get to share your wisdom and your knowledge with other people. Okay, so that was number four. Number five, be a mentee and be a mentor. I believe everybody should be mentored. So if you're a young athlete, you know, growing up, I had all these older athletes I looked up to because my dad was a coach, so I got to be around them all the time. I wanted to be like them. But find people that are high quality, that are really good at their sport, but they have great moral character, that are, you know, giving civil service, you know, doing things in your community to improve your community. I don't know that I looked up to guys like, I think I naturally looked up to guys like that, but I didn't realize the other things they were doing. I just knew that they were good athletes, okay? but find somebody you want to be like and see if they'll mentor you. As an adult, I know this very well. You know, as I wrote a book and the book did well, I would just reach out to people and make connections. You know, as I do this podcast and I have people that I want to interview and I have a long list of people confirmed to interview, it's amazing how many people you can just reach out to that are super high level, okay, in business and sports or whatever, and ask them a question. They'll respond. They'll give you answers. They may not have a ton of time for you, but they will respond and they will help. And if they don't, cool, then you just go on to the next one. But you should always want to be mentored. Along with that, all right, along with being a mentee, be a mentor yourself. Find somebody that you can mentor. My college wrestling coach, Coach Thompson, said this: I wish every one of my wrestlers could step away from wrestling for a year, become a coach, coach for a year, and then come back, because they would have a different mindset, a different perspective, and they would be a better wrestler. And I guarantee you that's true. I know when I got out of college and I began coaching, I became a better wrestler. I saw things differently, right? I saw them from the outside. I got to see how can I help my athletes and realize they helped me. And I improved in my own wrestling because of that. Your mindset increases and improves because of becoming a coach. So you can do that while you're competing. Be a mentor for somebody else. Find a younger athlete that you can mentor. Go and work wrestling camps. Go and work football camps. Go and do things that help somebody else right now. They're going to grow. They're going to benefit from it. You're going to benefit from it. All right. And this kind of like ties in with being coachable. If I'm a mentee, I got to be very coachable. If my coach suggests something, then I should try it. I should do it. I should listen to that. I should take that advice and try to put it into action. All right. They know what they're doing. I got to trust that and I got to move forward with it. All right. And then I got to coach other people as well. So being coachable and then also being a coach, there's great value and benefit from both of those. All right. That's the fifth thing. And I'm going to add an extra one, right? I have a sixth. This is sort of a bonus, but it applies to all areas. And really, I probably could have put it at number one. It's okay to fail. It's okay. All right. That should allow you to stay loose. I'm giving you permission to stay loose. You know, thinking back on my own career, not the other sports, but just wrestling, thinking back, and this applied to the other sports, but specifically wrestling. The times I wrestled best, and I'm a good athlete, all right? So this is not bragging. These are just when I was in college, I ran electronic time 4.4. I had a 38-inch vertical. You know, I'm 5'7". I was 165 pounds in the off season then, and that's when we were doing these all this testing, right? I'm an athlete. I've always been an athlete. Been a good athlete in pretty much every sport I've done. Whenever I allowed myself to use that athletic ability in wrestling, along with the technique and things I know, I beat a number of guys from every division, Division I, Division II, NAIA. I was able to wrestle right there with the best guys. But there were times I lost to guys I shouldn't have lost to. And when I look back, almost every time, it was because I didn't allow myself to stay loose. I didn't allow myself to be an athlete. I didn't give myself permission because I was so afraid of failure. I didn't want to make a mistake, okay? And, you know, in wrestling mindset, I'm a coach for them. We talk about predator versus prey mindset. And there were so many times I had this prey mindset where I was afraid of what others would think. I was afraid my coach would be mad or my dad would be mad or things like that. And so I didn't want to make a mistake. Therefore, I competed not to win. I was competing not to lose. And it's a whole different frame of reference in your mind. But man, whenever you can just allow yourself to go out, stay loose, open up, compete at the best of your ability, use your athletic ability, have fun, right? And winning's fun. And I'm a grinder. So, I mean, I'm going to beat somebody up on the wrestling mat. That's all there is to it. But I can also just use my speed and stay loose and have fun. If I mess up, I mess up. If I make a mistake, I make a mistake. It's not the end of the world. The best wrestlers allow themselves to do that. Okay, the best wrestlers I've coached some super high-level guys. They allow themselves to do that. And if you make a mistake, you're able to bounce back from it real quick and don't let that one mistake turn into two because you're still fretting about the first one, so you mess up again. All right? In order to enjoy it, I think you have to give yourself permission to fail, permission to make a mistake, and then know that no matter what, you're just going to keep grinding through it. You know, I tell my wrestlers all the time, maybe they lost on a Saturday, or my MMA fighters, that I work with in corner. I mean, we're coming to win. Every time we're coming to win. But guess what? Win or lose, either way, we're back to work on Monday. And if you got to go back to work on Monday and practice and start working on getting better and improving your strength conditioning and your technique and all these things, you might as well just go for it anyway, right? Because win or lose, we're coming back to work on Monday and we're trying to improve and become better at what we do. So give yourself permission to fail. Give yourself permission to make a mistake. And then just open up and enjoy every bit of it, every single bit of it, right? So let me go back and recap these real quick. Five things I would tell my younger self. If I could go back and tell myself as an athlete, and I'm talking like even when I was real young, you know, 7, 8, 9, because I remember, you know, I wanted to be great. I was sort of a perfectionist, okay? You know, I did great in kids wrestling. I did good in high school wrestling and college wrestling and all those things. But, you know, there are times even I remember like as a fifth or sixth grader being undefeated and putting so much pressure on myself because I was undefeated, so I couldn't lose a match and things like that. Instead of just getting in there and really having fun and enjoying the whole process and realizing like, man, if I would have lost in the sixth grade, who cares? It wasn't the end of the world, you know? So number one, enjoy it. Number two, keep working hard. Hard work is going to pay off, I promise, in every area of your life. Do it for you and do it for God. Have a greater why or greater purpose behind the things that you're looking to achieve in life, all right? Be a student of the sport. Be a mentee and a mentor, or be coachable and allow yourself to do that along with coaching somebody else. And then six, which is like a bonus, but it applies to everything, is it's okay to fail. Give yourself permission just to stay loose and go out and be an athlete and compete and have fun. You know, and I think that these things all apply to younger athletes, to older athletes, and they apply to us in life, right? Shouldn't we be enjoying life? Shouldn't we be enjoying the process as we're pursuing goals, as we're trying to get better? Shouldn't we keep working hard, use our platform to glorify God and to be the best version of ourselves because that's better for everybody else? Be a student of the sport. Be a student of parenting if you're a parent. Be a student of becoming a great husband if you're a husband. Be a student of whatever it is that you do for a profession and grow in that profession and try to get better by reading books, going to trainings, finding mentors, okay? Be a student of whatever it is that you're doing. And then in life, we should be mentored by somebody. I don't care how old you are. Find a coach. Contact me, coachchadparks@gmail.com. I will coach you up in whatever area of life that you need. And if I don't know how to do it, I'm going to find somebody that will, but I promise I can take some principles and help you become the best version of yourself, all right? But find a coach that's going to help you go to the next level and hold you accountable. And find somebody that you can coach, right? So you need to have a mentor, and then you can, so you are a mentee, but then you can also mentor somebody else. And that's going to help you grow as a person, and it's going to benefit them, all right? And then, hey, in life, man, if we fail, if we mess up, you know, my man, Rocky Balboa, you know, it's not how many times you get knocked down, it's how many times you get back up, right? Or you get knocked down seven, you know, six times, get back up seven, or get knocked down seven times, get back up eight, you know, whatever it is. Just continue to put one foot in front of the other. Give yourself permission to fail. If you are dreaming big, I'm talking those like big, scary goals that like only you can accomplish if it's you and God, those type of goals, set those and go after them, and you're going to fail sometimes. Learn from the failure and just allow yourself, give yourself permission to do that, and knowing that no matter what, you're going back to work on Monday, right? You're going to keep putting one foot in front of the other and making it through. So those are five things that I would tell my younger self as an athlete, five things that I can still learn from today. No matter what level you are on, you can do the same. Here's what I want to encourage you to do. If you're listening to this podcast and you enjoy it, share it with somebody else. Hey, I bet you know an athlete. Get this in their hands. Get this in the hands of some coaches. Share it. Send it to them. Get the link, whether you're listening to this on Apple Podcasts or Spotify or Google Play or whatever it is, right? Anywhere you can find a podcast, we're on there. And send this to somebody else so that they'll grow. They'll give themselves permission to become the best they possibly can and enjoy it during the process. So share this out. And then if you enjoy these things that I talk about on this podcast, right, Coach P's Perspective, if they've been a blessing in your life or helping you grow or opening up your mind or adding to your perspective, please give us a 5-star rating on Apple Podcasts and then go ahead, you know, a quick written review. That's a blessing, and that allows me to get this out there more. You know, I don't want to just impact a couple people. I want to impact as many people as possible in a positive way, and that's why I started the podcast and why I do this. Again, going back to a bigger platform, right, with a bigger platform that can glorify God, which I'm very into personally as a Christian, and then can help benefit other people. Hey, we can't have enough positive these days. You know, what we're taking into our eyes, into our ears, is going down to our heart, that's coming back out through our words and through our actions. Can't have enough positive. And so I hope I'm adding just a little bit of positive to your life, you know. And as we have these written reviews, I read every one of them. I like to share them. So here's a great written review. I'm looking at these right now. from Mike D 35. Coach P is a class act. Coach hits it or hits on relative points for real life situations on and off the mat. Coach is making a difference in our family's life. We're so excited to hear these. Keep them coming. All right. So that's from my man, Mike D down in Florida. His son is a, or down in Georgia, his son is a phenom wrestler. All right. Georgia State runner up, going to win it next year. I think I'm confident in that. And just high level human beings, high level family. This man's doing it right, raising a great family. So again, thanks for the review there, Mike. Appreciate it, brother. All right, and that is it for this episode of Coach P's Perspective. Love you guys. Take those five ways to grow as a younger athlete. Share them with somebody else, and let's keep making this world a better place. May God bless you, make his face shine upon you, give you peace. Until next time, I'm out. Love y'all. Peace. Hey, before you go, human performance is one of my passions, right? So my degree is actually in health and human performance, but I'm a big believer in eating well, exercise, and great supplementation. So I want to tell you about my favorite company to achieve human performance. That is X Endurance. And if you're interested, you can go and find the link in this episode. But X Endurance is a phenomenal supplementational company. All right. So if you're looking for energy, mental focus, overall physical performance, we have products for that, right? So we have Focus. We have Immune Boost, which is a great multivitamin, omega and D3 products. So if you're looking for fitness, wellness, weight loss, maybe just a great protein supplement to be able to use for post-workout, or maybe to supplement in between meals or even as a breakfast, right? I love to make protein shakes and put bananas and chia seeds and almond milk or coconut milk and fruit, blueberries, strawberries, all these things in to make great shakes. X Endurance is a company I use. All their products have been tested by Informed Choice, Informed Sport, and so testing for banned substances, and to make sure that what they say is in there is actually in there. This is a great company. And for me, someone who is sort of a little bit of a biohacker, right? Always trying to find the best way to help my body train and recover. The products that I trust for supplementation are X Endurance. Again, you can go to the notes in this episode. You can find that there. Whatever your fitness goal is, click on the link. You can go there and, you know, fill out just a quick little survey of information. It'll tell you what supplements will help you best meet your goals. All right, guys, X Endurance, my favorite company, and I'm out. Peace.
Podcast complete, now me working overtime. I'm just a vessel for the spirit. When it's in me, then I shine. If the clay gets broken, he makes some whole new pottery. Repent for your sins, tell Satan to stay up off of me. With a new step, CSL rep, pop, lock and rock. Coach P, who never stops.